Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Yeah, Living on a Prayer, of course, from the Bon Jovi album Slippery When Wet. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with us in studio to tell us about the making of the album. How are you doing?
Oh, absolutely living the dream. Thank you, Andrea. It's huge. We're inundated these days with big concert announcements, and here comes another one.
The Bon Jovi.
30th of August next year in
Crow Park.
So this is going to be a big one. It's another anniversary tour, and so they are. I won't say winding down, but certainly celebrating a huge career.
And you a fan?
They're not my favourite band, but I can't deny it. They have iconic pop rock songs.
Like Bon Jovi.
Here we go into the middle ground.
Yeah. I like them.
A weird sojourn. but this is their third album. And actually, do you know what? I didn't know that because it's the first.
Did I know. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it was the first album I became aware of them. And so we're going all the way back now to 1986. And it was the first, I suppose the reason was this was the album that landed in Europe. They come from New Jersey on the East Coast of America. John Bon Jovi is a man of Italian heritage, and on his mother's side, I thought she was Irish. I thought I was going to be able to tell you a nice story.
Right.
Because the woman's name was Sharky, but apparently Russian and German heritage. And just for good measure, apart from everything else, she was a florist and a Playboy bunny.
That's quite the occupational list.
Diverse career portfolio. But he comes from New Jersey, and he was actually, he's a fascinating character because he was just desperately always wanting to get into the music business. And he did make it eventually. But can I tell you, he was in the studio as the runner, the guy who gets the coffee and all of that, when Freddie Mercury and David Bowie recorded Under Pressure. He was a teenager, and he saw this happen. One of the most iconic moments in music history, Bowie and Mercury together. And he would, if that didn't want him, inspire him to go on further. And it did. And they pottered around. Their first two albums charted and were doing well. This is one of the highest selling albums ever. But the song we've just played is literally one of the highest selling singles in the history of music. It sold over 13 million copies. Now that's virtually unheard of.
Yeah.
There's very
definitely a nightclub floor filler from over the years.
Well, who doesn't know this song?
Yeah.
You know the way sometimes you'll hear a song from back then and the current generation wouldn't be aware of it. This doesn't fall into that category.
What about this? If you wanna cross that line, break on through to the other side.
Let It Rock. Now, it wasn't one of the singles from Slippery When Wet, but I've chosen it because in the fullness of time, it has become a massive favourite at concerts.
Okay.
And it's a real tribute to, I suppose, the rock genre. They grew up listening to bands like Kiss, and they were huge AC/DC fans as well. Now, John Bon Jovi said a funny thing. He said, now, they get criticised because they're pretty and they have their hair nice and they have that slightly more, shall we even say, boy band kind of image. And he said a funny thing. He said, listen, we got into the music business for the girls. And he said, if you're AC/DC, you get hairy men coming to your concerts. We were after those men's girlfriends.
Girlfriends, right. That's a brilliant line.
So yeah, he was looking at a slightly different demographic. And this song, as I said, not a single, but it is one of the staples of their live tour. I'd be very surprised if it isn't heard in North County Dublin the north side of Dublin, I should say, next year, because this is a huge stadium favourite. would be Never Say Goodbye. And I suppose one of the things about Bon Jovi is that, yes, they do have that, you know, relatively hard rock thing going on as well. But my goodness, don't they love a power ballad?
Yeah. There's a lot of their songs I don't know. Like, I know the big hits.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, and they of course did, you know, music for soundtracks, like for various songs that this power ballad feel. And I suppose this is where maybe their detractors say, well, they're not a rock band. Okay, well, they don't have to be a rock band. And this idea, well, you're either one thing or the other. Mm. John Bon Jovi has a great power ballad voice. He has that, you know, little bit of rasp there. This is a fabulously composed song, and it's so well put together. It's lighters in the air, everybody, and it's just, you know, they're built for the stadium.
Now, of course, the turn on your light and your phone era that we're in.
Correct.
How big were they here?
Yeah, so this didn't set the world on fire. So this was it was obviously from the same album. It was released in 1987. It charted respectably, got to 21 in the UK charts, and it got to number 7 in the US charts. So they're still bigger in the States at this point. But as I said, Living on a Prayer, massive, massive hit. This kind of followed in its footsteps, does very well. Mm. It's cementing their place. But yes, maybe that, you know, Living on a Prayer is that kind of high-paced rock. This takes us to a different place.
And this, and Never Say Goodbye came after Living on a Prayer.
It did indeed. Yeah.
What about the UK?
The UK, yeah, as I said, this, it finished, it kind of charted number 21. It did well, but maybe people were not as enamored with this than their
Sorry, no, I mean, but overall, how were Bon Jovi received? And
massive. I mean, this album is, I think, quadruple platinum on both sides of the Atlantic.
Okay.
You know, so.
It's massive success.
It's a huge success as an album. There you have it. That is Wanted, Dead or Alive. And the thing I really do like about this song is that it roots them in Americana. They have that. John Bon Jovi's deep love of, you know, the folklore of the Old West. And this really comes through here. I mean, I'm a cowboy, wanted dead or alive. It's an unashamed tribute to the stories of, shall we say, the history of American folklore, the Old West and desperate men and what have you. It's another slow number, but again, it's a fabulously constructed song. It just works all the way around.
How do they react to their fame?
They actually have been a band that's been relatively stable. As we say, well, we're looking at a band celebrating decades in the music business now. And they did have a few changes over the years, but John Bon Jovi is the main driving force in the band. And they've actually sort of managed to sidestep most of the, you know, thankfully, tragedies that befall such bands that indulge in a little bit of excess.
Right, yeah. Did he go solo for a while?
He did go solo for a little while, and he did a few little projects, but he always seems to drift back to the main project. I think he's at a stage now in his life where he wants to, as I said, go on this tour and really celebrate the back catalogue of the band.
Was the tour expected? Like, was this a surprise? Because I know about 2 weeks ago when the announcement, or 3 weeks ago when it came through, that there was going to be the big announcement at Croke Park. There'd been a lot of speculation around U2 and about Oasis again. But I don't think Bon Jovi were expected.
No, they weren't on the radar. And as I said, they are definitely in the consciousness of one of those bands that, you know, I mean, I don't know how quickly they'll sell out, but it'll be quick because, as I said, they strike so many nerves. And I suppose so many people know where they were when they were listening to these songs and the memories attached to them. But it wasn't expected, but I think it'll be a more than welcome surprise for a lot of their fans.
Yeah, so the final song you've selected...
So I could have gone here. I debated whether to end with the massive, massive hit, Living on a Prayer. But You Give Love a Bad Name is a fabulous song. It is a great tune. And I tell you what, in the age of MTV, back when, you know, MTV played music videos, I remember this video so well. It was a live concert video. So, and I love a live concert video, and I love to see performers performing and enjoying themselves, and I love to see fan reactions to a band that they love. And this was just one of those videos where it looked like the band and the audience were in complete sync, and there was just this experience of joy going on in this, as in the fan base love it, the band love what they're doing, and it's just that perfect synchronization of musical joy.
So Croke Park, it's one night. It's Sunday the 30th of August next year.
There is some talk of a second night.
But yeah.
It hasn't been, you know, the Croke Park events can be tricky and all of that. But if it sells out really quickly, watch this space.
Will you go?
I would
go to this night.
I'd be tempted. What puts me off with any concert, of course, is pricing and all of that. But I'm sure you'll organise VIP tickets for me. So.
Well, it's you I'd be asking for them. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience, thanks a million for joining us in studio to tell us about the making of Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.